got everything you need for a three-day party. HomerTickets.2004, February 20th through the 22nd at the Plano Center. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Texas Tickets. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 6:13. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. You were listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And the Cobra is out here at Cape Buffalo Grill in far north Dallas with us. The remainder of the crew is back at the mothership. Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with the ticket ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm. Who's doing traffic here today? Oh, Tim Fields with Trafico today.
Barbara's DJing today on the bone.
Oh, she was?
She's filling in for Jennifer Reed. She was introducing Godzilla.
You know, I would love nothing more than for that to become permanent.
Why?
To get Jennifer Reed out of there. Let's see. We also have Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Bugazzi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. Well, we've been telling you all day that we wanted you to come out here and describe your best dump. We wanted you to tell us the most creative way you've gotten out of a scene with a guy or a girl. And we have selected the people who are our three finalists in this. And somebody is about to win a pound of Godiva chocolate and Desperado's tickets with a parking pass. Now, that'll make for a great Valentine's Day weekend, I would think.
True.
Right off the bat.
True.
Sweets.
Now, we have two guys and a girl. I'm already voting for the girl.
Why?
Because she's cute.
Okay. She's got my vote then.
Is that her over there?
Yep.
All right. Very nice. You are cute. Although, not necessarily the girl with the biggest jugs, I must say. All right. Well, let's get one of the guys up here and get going
on
this.
All right. Get the guy with the cigarette to put his cigarette out.
Cigarette out, dude.
Got to put
Come
it
on,
out.
Cigarette
Come
out.
On. Thank you. This is a no-smoking show. This is not the Dick Hicks smoking extravaganza.
All right, we're installing headphones on this gentleman right here.
Let's call him Smokey. He wants to remain anonymous.
Oh, you want to remain anonymous? Here, take
grab
the microphone.
Grab the mic. You got to grab the mic.
I got you, Ryan.
Okay.
Are you on? Go ahead, talk.
Speak to us.
All right, well,
All right, well first of all, do you wish to remain anonymous?
I do.
All right, what is your name?
I'm Smokey. Come on now, I'm Smokey.
Unbelievable. So we're saying that you wish to remain anonymous, right?
Okay, fair enough. What's your name?
Smokey.
I don't know what's funnier, that or the laugh that it got from you. Man, this is bigger than that, Daddy. You know what? I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that really...
Right, how old are you? That's 36. What I meant to say. 36. What do you do for a living?
Mortgage.
You're a mortgage guy?
Commercial, residential, hard money lending, whatever.
All right. Well, tell us your... where do you live?
Irving, Texas.
All right. Tell us your tale.
Well, I...
You might want to move the microphone up a little closer there. There you go. There you go, Smokey.
I had a friend, and one night things went a little bit too far, and...
Now, is this a guy or a girl?
Well, it's a girl.
Okay, well, fair question here in these, the aughts.
Okay. And I couldn't get rid of her, and finally one night I got drunk, and I just told her.
Why don't you manage that for him, Cobra?
One night I just...
Dump it.
Dump.
You actually told her that?
Yes.
And that was the end of it, huh?
Haven't heard from her since.
Well, what happened? I mean, did she start crying or did she just get up and leave?
Well, let's reiterate, because no one knows what we're talking about. Basically, he was dating a girl, a woman of size. He deemed her
was
fat.
Was she?
Yes.
She was fat.
How fat?
Beach ball.
Oh, now, why would you do that? You seem like a fairly normal-sized fellow.
I just like curves.
Well, then
so
why would
you
say that to her?
A little heft is not necessarily such a bad thing, huh?
Say that again?
To you, a little heft is not necessarily such a bad thing.
I just like girls with curves.
Okay.
And
all right,
fair enough. And she's a
little
bit big for me, and she wouldn't leave me alone. And finally, one night, I got drunk, and I just told her.
You can't say
now,
that.
Now, it was the drunk that led to this. You know, the first time, y'all said you both got a little drunk, right?
He told her that women of size rendered him unable to perform.
Oh, right. Wait.
To her face.
Right.
And then he never heard from her again.
That is pretty cruel.
It is.
I must say, that's pretty cruel.
Well, right. What happened right after you did this? I mean, you say that, and then what happened?
She confronted me and said that she was totally humiliated and sent me an email about she needed to see people that were more grown up, and that was pretty much it.
Wow, Smokey. Well, thanks for contributing to our program. That is a horrible story. Now take your headphones off. Go smoke your cigarette. Maybe we'll pick you. Maybe we won't. All right, let's get the girl up here.
Do we want the girl or do we want the other guy?
We'll go boy, girl, boy. Put the headphones on. It's okay. Don't be afraid of Michael.
All right, do you want to give us your name?
Abby.
Abby?
Yeah.
How old are you?
23.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Where do you live?
Frisco.
A nurse. Wait a minute. Slow down. I commend you on being in the nursing profession. It's
Thanks.
Very honorable.
Are you a registered
nurse? My sister's
yes.
a nurse.
An RN?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty young, 23.
I went to Texas Tech.
Well, what does that mean?
I got my RN degree out there.
Quickly.
You get your guns up, girl.
Well, it's 4 years. Go Red Raiders.
Yeah. You know, my wife is a Red Raider.
Really?
Maybe we could have
maybe.
Are you married?
No, I'm divorced.
Already?
At 23?
Honey,
are you with man these days?
Do what?
Are you with man these days?
Yes.
How old were you when you got married?
21.
Was it to a tech guy?
Yes.
Why did you get married? He knocked you up?
I thought I was in love.
Really? Yeah. And then what led to the divorce? Or is this the story we're going to hear?
Is the story.
Oh, delish.
You sure are smiley.
Isn't she cute?
She is adorable.
All right, go ahead.
Would you like to get an IV going on me?
Sure. Where do you want it?
Yeah. Maybe check his stent.
Have you ever had to you ever had to remove a stent or anything?
Sure.
On a guy?
Sure.
Yeah.
From his appendage?
Sure.
You've done that?
Yeah. I work at a nursing home in Frisco.
Oh, dear. I commend you even more.
I have to change diapers.
Oh, Mike. Maybe you should get her number.
And I didn't think RNs did that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And RN, I thought you guys were kind of the top of the heap when it comes to nursing.
Well, some of them are, some of them aren't.
Do you get paid better for working up there?
Nursing homes pay better, yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
But if, all right, so tell us your story here.
Just hold it up there to you. There you go.
Okay, so I went out to Tech. I met a football player. He's 6'7", 330 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because you're a little girl.
Yeah.
White guy or black guy?
White guy.
Well,
he was the offensive lineman.
Okay.
And he played football for Tech. And so I thought I was in love. And we got married in December 2001. And we were married for almost 2 years. December 15th would have been 2 years. So anyways, June 1st, I got home. And he was like, yeah, why you're gone? Thought about why I loved you. Couldn't come up with one good reason. And I'm moving out. And I don't give a crap what you do. And
he said that to you?
Yeah, to my face.
So you were the dumpy.
Yeah.
So he said that to you. He said he couldn't come up with one reason why he loved you.
Nope.
And he's leaving and he doesn't care what you...
Yeah, it was more vulgar than that, but pretty much, yeah.
What a bastard.
Yeah.
So were you having problems prior to this?
Well, there was this one big problem, and Frisco ISD called and offered him a job because he was a teacher and a coach. And they wanted him to be the offensive coordinator at Centennial High School.
Right.
And he turned it down. And he was like, no, don't want to move from Lubbock. Want to be an eighth grade teacher for the rest of my life. And I was like, you loser.
Well, you're better off.
Is he
you're doing good for yourself.
Do what?
Is he an eighth grade teacher?
No.
Is he a Texas guy?
No, he's an Aggie.
Aggie. Oh, okay.
Oh.
No, that's fine.
What's broad you wear?
Just take care of him.
I don't know.
I didn't say that. That's broad.
I'm sorry I wasn't blessed in that apartment.
What a cute little girl.
I know. All right, well, thank you for your story. You've been fabulous.
All right.
Now go make a baby.
Are you high? All right, let's get the third guy over here. Now, this guy's doing some drinking. This is a rather slovenly almost roly-poly Gen Xer who doesn't seem to be able to decide whether he wants to go with the goatee or the mustache or not. What is your name, sir? Do you wish to give us your name?
Yeah, that's fine. It's Chris.
Chris? And how old are you?
24.
Hold it up tight there, bro.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a student and work at a mortgage company in Plano.
And where do you live?
Louisville.
Live in Louisville. All right. Well, tell us what your story is.
All right, true story. I found this out about 3 months after we had broken up. A girl I was dating in college, we were at a party. I learned that one night, it was when I was in college at North Texas.
Right.
They were playing the Tulane. They were in town. These guys needed a ride home after they were drinking. They were staying at a nearby hotel. So I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and take you guys home. Being nice, I hadn't had that much to drink that night. So I take them home. Later on that night, I find out, because I went to my apartment and stayed there, that my girlfriend went home with a couple of the guys that played on that team, tag team, and then they went back to the dorm room, and the rest is history, and I found out a couple months later. And
well, now, who dumped who here, though? Did you dump her? Or?
No, I ended up getting the wrong end of the deal.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't even get the chance to dump her after you found that out.
No.
She was, what did you say? What team?
Tag team.
Tag team.
It's what I heard. Yeah.
That's a menage, isn't it? So she was
in the worst of ways.
She was boinking both, huh?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Were they football men?
Basketball. Basketball guys.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Mercy.
So,
oh dear.
Mercy.
Well, that is a sad tale.
Yeah.
You'll hear that again. So, how long did it take you to bounce back from that?
Not very long. A couple weeks and I was good to go. I was fine.
And how long were you dating this girl?
How did you find out about this?
It was at a party a couple months after this happened.
So and how did it leak out, though? Some guy just came up and said, hey, dude, by the way, you're...
Yeah, by the way, a couple months ago, guess what happened?
Your chick was tag team
party,
in the Tulane basketball team?
Uh-huh. Exactly how it happened. And so I was upset that night, but after a while...
Were y'all still together?
No. I was better for it, obviously. But...
Huh. You have a girlfriend now?
I do.
That's technically not a dump story, though.
Well, it kind of is.
Well, no, because he didn't know about it.
Yeah, but it's the best one we've had so far.
Yeah, it is the best one.
Although the tech girl's pretty sad. That son of a bee comes in and just says, to hell with you. Don't want you.
Oh, man. Well, no, anytime your girlfriend...
Yeah, when your girlfriend is sleeping with a college basketball team,
so
things
this,
aren't going
now this,
right.
Now, this
yeah,
is a
obviously.
Girl that you had a serious scene working
it was,
with, right?
Coming on a couple of years into the relationship.
A couple of years?
Oh,
and
dear.
So she just decides that she might want to try out... A man who might play on the basketball team?
Or men. Or the team.
The team. What I heard.
Now, have you said, did you ever speak to her about this?
No, it hadn't been brought up.
Have you seen her?
Not in...
Well, after you heard this, you obviously told her. You knew, right?
I haven't really talked to her since then.
I would call her immediately. And be like, listen.
I don't know her phone number. I don't care anymore. But...
Okay.
But that's the story.
You ought to call her up sometime and just say, hey, did you enjoy sampling the black man that night?
Right. We don't know. If
we'll make the phone call for you right now if you want.
You know if they were of the black persuasion?
I do.
Were they?
One.
Black?
Yes.
Mm.
You know, if you give us a number, we'll call her right now. You can talk to her right now, live on the air.
Wow, I wish I had it. I really do.
You'd do that?
Oh, yeah, that would be fun if you guys would do that. I just don't have the number.
Bummer.
I know.
Too bad.
Mm.
All right, do we vote for him?
Whoops. I vote for him.
All right, dude, you win.
All right, guys. Right. I appreciate it.
You are our
winner. Now, remember, you can take the Godiva chocolates, and if you can eat 1 pound of chocolate in
15 minutes,
you will make $100.
Yeah! Man. I've got to give somebody a Valentine's gift. I need this chocolate. worse than I need to eat it in 15 minutes. I'm going to take
you need the chocolate worse than you need $100.
A good point.
Think of what you could do with that $100.
I don't know. How you much can, is a pound? I can't visualize it.
$100 and spend 20 and get her some more chocolate and then pocket 80.
Do we have the chocolates right here with us?
$20.
Yes.
Oh, we don't even have it here?
Good.
What kind of crap hole station are we working for?
No, it's not a crap hole station, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well, forget it.
Okay.
Have fun with the chocolates.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, whatever you get them, have fun with them.
All right.
And have fun with those Desperados tickets. And also, watch out for those Desperados.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, there you go. It is 6:29. An explosive concert calendar is on the way next.